Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, August 9th, 2024. The folks at St. Francis by the Sea Episcopal Church in Blue Hill would like you to know that the St. Francis Fair, a 30-year summer tradition in Blue Hill, is happening this weekend. The fair will feature jewelry, books, tools, sweet treats, and a silent auction, and admission is free. That'll be taking place tomorrow, August 10th, on the St. Francis by the Sea Church grounds on the Hinckley Ridge Road in Blue Hill from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m., and more information can be found at stfrancisbluehill.org. And Saint is abbreviated there, so stfrancisbluehill.org. The Maine Center for Contemporary Art will host a Maine Makers Market this weekend, featuring contemporary crafts, wares, and functional art from over 20 Maine artisans. That's scheduled to take place tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 to 4, and Sunday is the rain date. It's going to be happening at the Maine Center for Contemporary Art in Rockland, and more information is available at cmcanow.org. The Ellsworth Public Library invites community members to participate in its public renovation planning meeting at the library next Tuesday evening. The results of a survey about space planning at the library will be shared along with preliminary blueprints, and it'll be followed by an open forum to discuss suggestions and ways to get involved with the project. Organizers say the meeting will be a kid-friendly event, and the library will set up a creative pop-up space where the youngest attendees can let their imaginations run wild by sketching or drawing their dream library. This meeting will be the first in a new monthly series called Community Conversations in partnership with Heart of Ellsworth. That's happening next Tuesday, August 13th, starting at 6:30 p.m. on the main floor of the Ellsworth Public Library. Details and information about how to register for the event are available at ellsworthlibrary.net. Maine citizens can participate in the Obsolete Pesticides Collection Program, a joint effort by the Maine Board of Pesticide Control and the Maine Department of Environmental Protection. They are now accepting registration for the program that will be happening this fall. It will be an opportunity to bring in unwanted pesticides, herbicides, insecticides, rodenticides, fungicides, disinfectants, and similar products for safe disposal. There will be a collection sites set up in Presque Isle, Bangor, Augusta, and Portland in October. Pre-registration is required by September 25th to participate. More details, including the drop-off locations and the obsolete pesticides inventory form, are available at a URL that's too long for you to remember if I say it on the radio. But if you go to maine.gov and navigate to the Board of Pesticide Control section, you can find it there. Might be easier to just email them at pesticides@maine.gov or call 207-287-2731. Again, that's the Maine Board of Pesticides Control if you want more information about that. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, be sure to go to weru.org and click on our community calendar so that you can find events that are happening all throughout the area. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. And while you're on the internet, please go to weru.org and make a pledge or call 469-6600. Show your support for Morning Maine, for the spoken word programming, these news and informational features that we have during the day, and for the station in general. We're very fortunate to have a community radio station, and we have it because of your support. Thank you to everyone who's already pledged. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you next week.